I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Comedian Samour first stepped to the mic 12 years ago. She tells women to rise up with a smile.
Telling you, women, we got to catch up. I'm saying I don't have a husband. I still don't have kids. Because I always said I never wanted to have kids until I got married. Now I think I waited too long to get married. Because I think men shouldn't get married till they're over 30. Am I right? Because men are not ready. That's right. No, they're not. Whereas women, I think we should get married when we're younger. Not that you're ready, but just so your bridesmaids could look better, you know?
I caught up with Samour about her career and her latest project on Comedy Central, The Queen Stands Alone. We can't play you too much of what she says because her routines are usually closer to R or X-rated than PG-13. So I asked Samour, why'd you choose that brand of spicy comedy?
A long time ago when I first started, I decided that I would say the things that most women think about instead of saying it. And I knew that I would get feedback or flack from it, or there would be repercussions for it, but I decided that I would take on that role.
When was the first time you knew that you could make a living at this, not just do it for fun?
The first time somebody actually paid me. You know, I figured I was onto something. And then once people named their kids after me, I was like, okay, I must be doing something right. What I thought was funny about it was Samour is not my real name, so
right.
I was like, okay, so you named your kids after my stage name. Okay, that's hot.
So, when you think about all the stuff you do about women, you know, when you say women, we got to catch up. When you talk about sex, when you talk about relationships, what sisters have to go through. I'm assuming that you and your girlfriends are the people who can road test some of the comedy that you talk about.
Oh, yeah. My comedy comes from me basically going around, having conversations with women in hair salons, everywhere I could sit down and talk to women, and just being observant and watching television and seeing what's going on and then tapping into real truth and honesty. And that's where it comes from.
We got a major election coming up in 08. I can't tell you who to vote for. I don't know. All I can tell you is this, that I'm down with universal health care. Because I think we pay enough money in this country that we should have some type of health benefits. I mean, Pharrell, you know it's bad. You know it's bad. Any kind of way you don't feel good and before you call the doctor, you call your cousin to see if he got any extra antibiotics left over from the last time he was sick. You got a sinus infection, but you taking yeast infection medicine, thinking if you lay down, it'll work its way up.
Do you believe in Mars and Venus, the whole idea that men and women are totally different?
I really do. And if I can get women to understand that every man that sleeps with you is not going to love you, then half of us will be all right.
What about the other half?
I mean, the other half, they won't get it. They think that every man that sleeps with them is going to love them. And if I could get women to understand that just because a man sleeps with another woman doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. If I can get them to understand that, then we'll be all right.
How do you perceive yourself at this point as a businesswoman, not just a comedian? Because you used to be an algebra teacher. You were also a small business owner. I'm sure that there is a whole industry behind what you do, having to deal with your bookings, etc. How do you deal with that part of it?
Well, knowledge is the key. I have a degree in business administrations, a minor in mathematics. And unlike most comedians, I was a business person before I got into this field. I am very aware of my bookings. I'm very aware of my accounting. I'm very aware of how to write jokes. So it doesn't make it easier, but knowledge helps me understand a lot of different things. So even like times now when we're in a recession, when the country is in a recession and people aren't coming out to the shows as often the way they used to come, the audiences aren't packed. I, because I understand business, know that, okay, I'll move to smaller venues. I'll come in with a cheaper ticket, but I'll still work as an artist. And as an artist, overall, you really want to work.
What makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh? Kids make me laugh and old people make me laugh.
Why?
because it's like they don't have an agenda. They are just naturally funny.
I seen a little boy break a grown man down so bad one time in the mall. We was in the sunglass department. And the man tried on the sunglasses. He put the glasses on. He looked down at the little boy. He said, how these look? Little boy looked at him. He said, they look good. Now all you got to do is get your teeth fixed.
Kids don't have an agenda. They just say what they see. And then old people, they just tell the truth. So you know, I live in South Florida, and where I live is a predominantly retirement community. And one day, you know how the new fashion thing is your bra strap shows. You know, you can wear like a tube top and you have a fashionable bra on. So I'm standing in line at the post office, and this old lady taps me on the shoulder. She goes, sweetheart, your bra is showing. And I'm looking at her like, but it's pink. So I love that. I love people that are like generally funny and just on it.
You have also done Celebrity Fit Club, and you had a particular experience with a very tall object. Tell me about how you felt with that.
So they didn't tell me that it was boot camp. And when I found out it was boot camp, I didn't know that I would be actually living on the premises in the woods. You take a person that every single weekend I'm staying in 5-star hotels, and now I'm living in a log cabin with Erin Moran, who I grew up watching on TV on Happy Days. So I'm starstruck, I'm hungry, and I'm feeling like a Girl Scout. The day came for me to climb up a tower, and I totally panicked. I thought that I could do it. I wanted to do it, but my mind could not digest it. So here I am, over 35 years old, on TV, no eyebrows, no makeup, stuck in a harness, crying with a head rag on. How embarrassing.
I love how you mentioned the head rag, because it's
exactly
like, in my family, it was like it's a disgrace to the race when you leave the house with your head rag.
Hello.
On.
And that's what my cousin goes. She goes, why did you keep having that head rag on? I was like, because my hair was sweated, and it was either a head rag or afro. A head rag. I've already cried on television with no eyebrows. What more? What could I do now to embarrass myself? Nothing.
All right. Last thing. When you reach the age of many of your neighbors, mm-hmm. say that you're 80.
Okay.
What's some more going to be like?
I will probably be like Peg Bundy. I'll be somewhere.
For married with children.
Uh-huh. We're married with children. I'll be somewhere with stretch pants on, and I'll have on pumps, but they'll be a low-grade pump. And I'll still be doing stand-up. And surprisingly, my following won't be 80-year-olds. There'll be 30-year-old women, 30 to 45-year-old women trying to get it right.
Love it. Some more. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
That's writer, producer, and comedian Samore. A film version of her stand-up act, The Queen Stands Alone, airs September 13th on Comedy Central. And she joined us from member station WLRN in Miami, Florida.